Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to RM Podcast FL. This is your favorite podcaster, Romina, and I wanted to stop by and actually share a bonus episode with you guys. I want to share a couple of awesome ways how you can control your wallet better. We all work hard for our money, and sometimes we do not realize it, how much money we waste on stuff, and I'm gonna repeat that. Waste, not invest. It's two big different things. So I want to share a couple of tips and tricks that I've used personally in my life a lot recently. I've seen a lot of positive outcomes out of it, and I want to share it with you guys. So without losing any time, let me go ahead and jump in right to the seven things that you can change about your lifestyle and spend more money. And why not take that awesome trip that you always wanted to take without savings, or even buy that furniture, or even, you know, buy that vehicle, buy that house, whatever you want to do with the money. Money is a tool that helps us get whatever we want. So without losing any time, let's jump right in. The first point that I would like to focus on is investing your money and not drinking it. So let me take you back. Well, back, I was a little mad at myself because after spending about 2 weeks getting coffee at Starbucks every day, those were two long weeks for me, I realized that I've spent about $80 just on coffee alone. And again, that's not on meals, they're just on coffee alone. Don't get me wrong, I love coffee. I can drink coffee all day, every day. But I stopped going to Starbucks, and instead I went ahead and invested on a good coffee machine. The coffee machine was about $280. Like I said, it was a very good coffee machine, and as a coffee drinker, I really enjoy that machine. But by doing so, I was able to actually make coffee at home, use different flavors for syrups and creamers, and it's actually really good. So the $280 seems like a lot of money, but let me break it down. If I would have gone to Starbucks every day, that would be about 3.5-4 weeks of Starbucks coffee. So instead, I put that investment on my home. And by doing so, I was able to actually drop the coffee price if I make it home at about 20 to 30 cents. The coffee is still delicious. That's why I invested that big amount. Because again, the quality comes with the price. So don't get me wrong, I still go to Starbucks. But now I go once a week or once every 2 weeks. I still love coffee. I drink coffee every day. And my new coffee machine has this awesome trick that if I press it, it can program it for the coffee to be ready by 7 a.m. $280 will get you that. But let me ask you this. Have you ever calculated how much money you've spent on coffee or on sodas or on energy drinks? Are you the person that grabs a Red Bull every day or every other day from the gas station? If you are so, I want you to do a simple calculation. See how many energy drinks do you get from the gas station, times how much that cost, and times how many days, get the total. Go to Costco. If you don't have a Costco, ask a friend to take you to Costco. Try to see how much it would cost for a whole stack of them. If you do end up saving money, that money adds up, everybody. And I'm not just saying this just for energy drinks or coffees. Those are just the very simple examples that I can bring up. But invest your money. Don't drink it away. And this comes to even just going out and drinking alcohol. I'm not the person that would go out and party. I would literally stay in my house and I would enjoy that a lot better. But if you want to get with your buddies once a week or over the weekend, how about you just throw a home party instead of going out? I mean, honestly, it's $7 for a gin and tonic at the bar. If you go ahead and buy a bottle of gin and tonic water at home and a bunch of limes, guys, you're going to end up drinking a lot more for a lot less. And everybody knows that. But everybody wants to go out and impress other people. So again, we're going to talk about controlling your wallet, taking control of your money. That's what this podcast is about. Second part that I'd like to focus on, guys, it's coupons make you spend money. Let me repeat that. Coupons make you spend money. I mean, I love coupons myself. Who doesn't? But here's the trick. if you get a coupon in the mail saying that you're going to save 20% off your purchase if you go to X store, can be a clothing store, can be whatever type of store, you find yourself going there, and let's say you spend $50, and that's after the 20% is applied, and you feel so happy because you just saved 20%. But let me ask you this. If you did not get that coupon in the mail to begin with, would have you gone to the store and purchased those items? Most likely not. So, without realizing, you did what the store made you do, and you went to their location and made a purchase. Again, the stores are not dumb. Companies give coupons because that's how they bring up customers to the door. But on your end, you just get excited because you're thinking you're saving money, when the whole time you actually spend money. You spend those $50 that you were not planning on. So here's where I want to focus at. You have to use coupons whenever you want to purchase something that you need and you plan on buying. Not use the coupon just because it has an expiration date on it. It's okay if the coupon expires. Now, here's what I do. I do look for coupons online. Like I stated earlier, I love coupons. But I look for coupons only when I need to purchase something. The most recent example that I'll bring for you guys is that for my brothers and my graduation, I wanted to make a photo album, which is really nice. It's a great memory for our family. But before so, I went online and did some research. It took me about 10 minutes to find a couple of coupon or codes, however you want to call it. And then I went online, created an account to the company that I decided to go with. I went through the steps, ordered the pictures, and at the end, I applied the discounts. Yes, I said discounts. I ended up saving about 60% of the whole order. Why? Because I applied the discounts. So, did you know that you can apply multiple discounts sometimes? You probably didn't, because stores make you think you can apply only one discount at a time. That's not true. I actually, for this order, applied two different discounts and I saved 60% of the order. So again, look for coupons or redeem the coupons for stuff that you need, not want. Do not freak out if the coupon has expired. Do not pressure yourself to use the coupon before it expires. You will end up spending money on stuff that you do not need. That's why you spend money on stuff that you need. The third point that I want to bring is insurance policies. Now, to me, this is the most time-consuming money managing that event or episode that I go through, but it's worth it. What I do is every 6 months, whenever the insurance premium is about to be over, I get on my phone, put my headphones on, and start dialing numbers. As we know, if you keep the insurance for a while, the first 6 months of the premium will be the great deal because you are the new customer. The second month around, you'll find yourself paying about 10% more, and then the other 6 months is about 20 to 30% more, and so on and so on. So whenever you call the insurance company, they always come up with these excuses of, oh, the living quality of the area that you're in, it's more expensive now, that's why the insurance went up, or we don't have that type of discount that we used to have before, yada yada yada. To me, it doesn't make sense, because if my car is getting older, why is my insurance going up? That's supposed to be the opposite, right? So, for this process, like I stated earlier, it does take a couple of hours of my time, but I start calling different insurance companies. And at the beginning, one thing that you want to do for sure is have your information ready. That being said, if it's just for you, the policy, or for the whole family, like I do mine, you want to have the driver license numbers for all the members. You want to have the birthdays. You want to have the full names, the VIN numbers, and the current policy coverage that you have right now. So right off the bat, you can give that information and you can say, this, what can you do? As a salesperson, when they ask me, what do I currently pay? I'll always say about $80 to $100 less than what I actually pay. It's just something that I always do. And the new company, looking at X amount that you pay, they always want to bring you to the door. So they'll apply those awesome, great discounts for new customers. So, for example, in the last one, for four cars, four drivers on my household, we pay roughly a little bit over $500. But when the new insurance asked me, how much do I pay? I told them $415.28. Now note how this is a decimal number. And just a little trick, guys. If you give a decimal number, it actually sounds more accurate. Never give a number ending with 99 or 98. Just always a decimal number and just a random number at the end. It just sounds more of an accurate number. This is from sales experience, so just take it as it is. Now, the new insurance, they're going to try to get the same coverage, get me to the door, and they're going to try their best. So the last guy, he offered me $405 and change if I wanted to bring in. And he said it's not a lot of savings, it's only $10 of savings. So I kept my difference. I said, yeah, that's great. We'll just actually go ahead and switch with you guys. It's about $60 of savings. I'll just, you know, spoil myself with something with those $60 of savings and sign me up. Now let's take a look back. I pay about $500, right? And the new offer is $405. I save about $95 a month. So let's break down the numbers. $95 a month times 6 months, that's $570. That is about 4 to 5 hour process though. Like I stated earlier, this is the most longer process that I go with towards saving money. But that's $570 that I saved on, let's assume, 5 hours of work of calling different companies. Do you find $570 on the street? You don't. So use this trick towards new insurances. And I know a lot of you don't want to go through that hassle, but it's definitely worth it. This comes from somebody that pretty much just changes insurance companies a lot often. The fourth point that I want to focus on is the 10% rule. What I mean by 10% rule is put 10% of your paycheck to a completely different bank. I know a lot of people are going to think, Romina, you're crazy. And my reply is going to be, I'm just special edition. But hear me out. I've been doing this for a while and I have this account number on a bank that if I want to go to the bank, I have to make a special trip to go to the bank and withdraw money. The bank gave me a debit card, but I actually cut the debit card and threw the card away. For 10 months now, I've been putting 10% of my paycheck to this bank, and I cannot touch it. Like I said, I have to make a special trip to go there. So if I have an emergency and I really, really, really need the money, I will make the trip. And almost twice I did go there, but then I asked myself twice, do I really need that money? And both times it was just me wanting to spoil myself. A lot of you might say though, Romina, how can I afford to put 10% on my check every time? But let me tell you this, what I considered this is just the taxes went up and I just blamed the government. Sometimes we do that, but I just considered this as it was just the tax that it was out of my check and told myself that by doing this, I'm just going to get a bigger refund at the end of the year. Because you know when you get taxed a lot, everybody hopes for that. But that's what I triggered my brain and that's what I programmed my brain. And I went ahead and continued doing that 10 months later. So at first, the first check or the first couple of checks might seem a little less. But you will find yourself spending less money. We tend to spend more money if we have higher income. Increasing your income is a great thing. But as I stated earlier, we work hard for that money. So why do we change our lifestyles immediately as soon as we get an increase in our salary? So let's assume the salary increases by 10%. Go ahead and keep the same lifestyle for the next 6 months. And put that extra money aside. You will be surprised of how much money you have aside. And this goes to everybody. To that $8 an hour job. Or to that highly paid good job that pays $50 an hour. So very simple math. Again, just calculation. Let's assume the person that makes $8 an hour or the person that makes $50 an hour. Let's assume all these individuals are working full-time. With 2 weeks off per year, they're paying. I mean, this is pretty common, guys. Like, we all work full-time. Most of us, at least. But the person that works full-time and gets paid $8 an hour, at the end of the 12 months, this individual will have $1,600 completely aside. And the person that averaged $50 an hour, at the end of the year, it's going to have aside about $10,000, guys. Would you like to have an additional $1,600 or $10,000 available to you right now immediately? Because I don't know about you, but I would. So, you know the formula. Practice it. I know at first that putting the 10% aside might be hesitant, but it's a great formula. I mean, it worked. I stole it from somebody else too. I didn't come up with it. It's been working for ages. Take advantage of it. The fifth point that I would like to focus on is planning your holidays. And I'm not talking about the holiday trips. I'm actually talking about holiday gifts and holiday decorations. What you should do is get your Halloween decorations in November, your Christmas decorations in January, and your 4th of July decorations in August. Let me explain why. You should always plan ahead of time. Each store has a certain inventory that needs to be closed by X date. So it's always typically the month after that holiday. If you plan ahead and you get your Halloween decorations in November, and if you plan ahead, you can get your next year Halloween decorations in a crazy discount and save yourself from paying the full price if you buy it in September. The same deal is for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, for 4th of July, and any other major holidays. Also, another thing, if you know somebody's birthday is coming up soon, buy their gifts on Black Friday deals. Buy their gifts on November. Buy their gifts on Christmas time. If their birthday is coming up soon, why not do the savings? Another thing that I would like to focus on is using the major sales that the companies have. This just is strictly for household purposes. For example, my family uses a lot of olive oil to cook, and what we do is that we buy 2 to 3 bottles of olive oil whenever we go to grocery shopping, especially if they're having a great deal. We just buy a couple of them. Now, that might not look like a bunch of savings, but it is about $20 savings, especially for the olive oil that we get. This $20, we typically invest it on a new kitchen appliance or a new tapware or new stuff for the house. Again, we all end up to the same zero balance, but you get a lot more for your money. So just plan ahead of time, plan for your holidays, plan for your household. If you like something, to just go ahead and just drop the money right away, guys. Just try to see if there's any sales seasons coming up, or try to see if there's any deals. The sixth point is something that I'm very passionate about, and it's about renewing your contract. So, this goes to the cable bill, to the internet bill, to your burglar alarm system in your house if you have one, to the phone bill, and other bills that you might have. If you contact the company that you're affiliating with right at about 4 to 5 weeks, right before your contract is over, and ask to speak with the account management of the company, you will save yourself a lot. And let me explain this. When you talk to their account management, and specifically ask for the department, explain to them that you're looking for a good deal as your contract is about to be over, and tell them that you are looking to switch, but you are willing to sign a new contract if they can help you save money and drop your bill. They will pitch the product to you again. They will tell you how amazing their product is, and I'm sure you love their product because you already have the services to begin with. But the first price that they give you, do not agree with that. Do not accept it and say very kindly that you love the offer, but you're expecting something lower. And again, state that you will redo the contract with them if you stay with the company and you are shopping around. They're most likely going to take about 5 to 10 minutes, which most likely is going to be them putting you on a brief hold because they know they can do a better deal. And they'll come around and they'll give you a second offer. Typically, the second or the third offer is the best offer. I wouldn't push it too much because you definitely don't want to make somebody mad. But whenever they come back with a second offer or the third offer, go ahead and accept that and go ahead and redo your contract. I work customer service field for a while, and I've seen customers save anywhere between $10 to $80 a month just because of redoing their contract, guys. I mean, that's a lot of savings. And if you're going to do that for a year, which typically I would advise to do a 12-month contract, no longer than 12, just to make sure you're okay, because every company has different policies on early termination fees and everything. But 12 months, that's more than doable. Just go ahead and sign up that contract. And it's a verbal contract. Just go ahead and do it. You're going to end up saving yourself money. The most recent one, I saved myself $25 on my internet bill just because I told them I'll redo the contract, and the lady went ahead and saved me $25 on the bill, and I still use my internet for the same speed. So things like that, it will help you save money. That's what I'm talking about, taking control of your wallet. It does add up, $5 here, $100 there. It's a lot of money. So let's do the math so far. We have $40 of Starbucks coffee. We have, not using coupons, we have the 10% rule, we have planning the holidays, and we also have $25 savings on the internet bill. So far we're doing good. But let's jump into the last one. The last one, it is my favorite because a lot of people do not take advantage of it and they just pay their car loan as it goes. So the last and the seventh point I want to focus on is refinancing your life. So that can be for a home loan, that can be for a car loan, that can be for whatever loan. But I'm going to focus more into car loans because this goes to all car owners out there. And guess what? That's pretty much everybody. So if you have a car on your name and you're paying a monthly note for it, I advise you to look for a car refinancing loan. One thing is to look for a lower rate, but also look at the total interest that you would have to pay for this new loan. So I want you to compare the total interest that you have left on your current loan and the total interest that you would pay on the refinancing loan. Interesting fact, maybe you did not know this, but most of the interest of the loan is paid within the first years of the loan because the bank tries to get as much interest out of you as soon as they possible. So if you do refinance, they already got a bunch of money for themselves. So that's why I want you to look at the total interest left for your loan that you have right now and the total interest that you would pay for the future loan. Another thing not to forget is the gap. If your current car loan has a gap, I want you to ask the refinancing officer if the refinancing loan has gap included in there or not. If it doesn't, how much would that be? So this way you can make the proper calculations for the loan, because you might end up getting exact the same car note from the refinancing bank, but you might cut yourself 1 year of the loan period. So that's still money on your bank. But I've seen cases where people save $120 or $100 on their monthly note, and they automatically sign up to refinance their car without thinking that, yes, I'm saving this $100 or $120 or whatever it is, but they're extending the life term of the loan by 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. They're just thinking short term as I'm saving more money on month-to-month basis, but they don't realize that they're going to pay it for longer time. So refinancing your life, guys, and this goes to refinancing your home. This goes towards any type of refinancing situations. Look at the total interest that the new loan would have. Don't forget the gap, and look at the total interest that you have left from the previous one. Also, look at the time frame. So that is very important. I recently refinanced my car, did the math. It is about $2,700 that I ended up saving. The time, it's exact the same. I didn't extend the time frame of my car note or nothing like that. But I worked on my credit. I improved my credit. And I saved myself about $2,700. I mean, that's $2,700 that would have been out of my pocket. But now I don't have to spend that money. I can invest it somewhere else. So, to summarize it again, guys, it's 7 points. 7 ways to control your wallet. All this have worked for me. So all this are coming from my personal experience. I don't want to sit here and just tell you it works when I haven't tried it. So the first one, invest your money. Don't drink it. Second one, insurance policies. Third one, coupons make you spend money. Fourth, 10% rule. Fifth, plan your holidays. Sixth, renew your contract. 7, refinance your life. I hope you guys enjoy the 7 points, and I hope I'm helping. And if you guys have any questions, feel more than free to go ahead and email me at rmpodcastfl@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can always go to rmpodcastfl.com. And as always, don't forget, our episodes are on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher's Radio, Podbean. I didn't forget it. That's all. Perfect. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this special episode, and I hope everybody has a kick-ass day and go out there and kill it. Have fun. Bye, guys.